Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Enrique, thanks for joining us today on Business Ninjas. We're excited to have you on board the show and looking forward to learning a lot about the company and where you're headed in the coming years. Maybe we can get all the basics out of the way. So tell us the name of the company, your role in the company, and what the website is.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me, Jamie. My name is Enrique Olives. I head product marketing at Vyond. So our website is vyond.com. And we are a SaaS-based platform that helps companies quickly create animated videos.
Great. Okay. And where's the company based?
We're based in San Mateo, in the Bay Area. Well, we just opened an office in Chicago. And our product team is split between Taiwan and Hong Kong.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. All right. That's a lot of time zones to cover. Cool. And maybe you can give us a little bit of background about your kind of career arc that brought you to the present opportunity.
Sure. My journey into product marketing was a bit more unique than most people. For over 20 years, I worked for the largest media and entertainment company based out of the Philippines called ABS-CBN. I was actually based out of our U.S. office, and I was responsible for running the streaming service for the Filipino channel. Within that time, I also spent 5 years as managing director in Tokyo, Japan. And they were actually moving my position back to the Philippines, and I had been living here in the U.S. for about 15 years, so I didn't want to move back. So I left the company, went on a search, and fortunately landed with a company called Velocity. And at that time, we were partly owned by Salesforce Ventures, and on my second week on the job, literally my seventh working day, they announced that we were being acquired by Salesforce. So starting June of, and this was right in the midst of the pandemic. So sometime around mid 2020, we formally became part of Salesforce, and up until August of 2022, I was with Salesforce. So I joined Vyond in August, and it's been a very interesting ride ever since.
Yeah, I bet. Wow. Okay, interesting. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about the origin story for the company and how that might have changed over time.
Sure. So Vyond started as Go Animate, and it's still our corporate name. It started in 2007. So it's been around for 15 years, yeah. Really targeting, I'd call it a consumer prosumer segment. So targeting a lot of smaller to medium companies that were looking for a way to create animated videos. Sometime around 2018, Vyond, it was rebranded to Vyond. And that's the brand that we've gone to market with in the last 4 years.
Okay, wow. And how with that pedigree behind you, I'm sure that there was early traction, and then as the video market started to change and consumer tastes accepted it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How has that changed in terms of the industries that you've worked with over the course of the company's duration?
Yeah, since I've joined, and probably since about 2019, there's been a bigger shift into selling into the enterprise. So Vyond has and continues to have very good traction within the SMB market.
Okay.
But in the last, probably I'd say in the last 2 years, we're making a bigger push into the enterprise, where we internally we define enterprise as any company that has more than 3,000 employees. And right now, we have more than 20,000 customers globally.
Wow. That's a lot. That's wild. And what, you know, when you think of the parts of a company that are using the product, does it center in one or two departments for the most part, or is it kind of spread across the entire enterprise?
The biggest footprint we've seen, Jamie, is really in learning and development. Okay. Now, we target four personas at Vyond. So learning and development is definitely one. The second that we target is the HR persona. We see a lot of use cases, companies using us to create training videos, for example, compliance, regulatory training. Mm. And what our CEO says really resonates is that he only says the more complex and the more abstract the topic is, the more relevant Vyond becomes, right? So you and I as employees think of all the boring regulatory training that we have to take every year, right? Animated videos makes it a lot more engaging, makes it a lot more interesting for us to be able to consume that type of content. The third persona we see is in sales. So a lot of sales enablement, sales training. And then the fourth one is in marketing. Companies using Vyond to create videos that are branded, because our enterprise package actually has branding options. You can actually import assets and you can brand it to comply with the branding guidelines that your company has. So really those four main personas.
Gotcha. Okay. And then how do you separate yourselves out from the other competitors that are out there? How have you positioned the company?
The way we position Vyond is we position ourselves as the intelligent video creation platform. And what makes us intelligent is all of the AI that we're bringing into the platform today. We make it fast. We make it relevant. And what I mean by relevant is we have over 32,000 assets and growing. So you can find assets that are relevant for any job role and for any industry.
Wow.
And one of the reasons that makes us a lot faster and a lot quicker to use is we have all of these pre-populated templates that you can use. So you don't have to create anything from scratch, right? If somebody out there has already thought about it, we have a template for it. The other, maybe I'll point out two other things. We have a capability where we can actually translate anything that's on-screen dialogue, any text to screen, and we can translate that to over 70 languages. We have a partnership with AWS for that purpose. So it makes it a lot quicker for companies out there that are target that have a global audience. So they essentially need to create once and have multiple output.
Right? Wow.
We also have a speech enhancer, and we're also working on really bringing in more AI. And what I'll say about this is that the way Gary Lipkowitz, our CEO, describes it, is that one day you'll be able to say, "Hey, Vyond, make me a video," and by giving the platform certain prompts, we will be able to create a starting point for you to be able to create the video that you want.
Wow. Geez, things are moving fast, aren't they? That's pretty wild.
faster than we like. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can go into that many languages that quick as well. That's incredible. That's gotta be so useful for multinational.
And actually countries. within each language, Jamie, we also have multiple options, right? So it's not just English, you know, you can have your Australian English, British English, American English. And then within that, you have male, female voices and multiple voices for you to choose from.
Jeez, that's quite a catalog. That's awesome. And how are you letting folks know what you have to offer? I'm sure you guys are active out there on various social media channels. So where can people find you to learn more?
Very active on LinkedIn. Okay. Follow us on LinkedIn. There's also a number of, believe it or not, we're back to in-person events. We were at the learning and development conference called DevLearn in Las Vegas in October, where we unveiled our fall release, and our CEO had a speaking session talking about how we're bringing AI into our platform and making Beyond faster and smarter.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show. It's going to be exciting to see where you go in 2023. So thanks for giving us an overview, and we'll look forward to seeing you succeed throughout the year.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Jamie. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.